Good morning, everyone. Really good to see so many people here this morning. A big warm welcome. My name's Luke. I'm part of the church family here, and it's a big privilege for me to welcome you all this morning to our service. And a very special welcome to you guys down at the front. So glad to see so many of you here, and we're looking forward to seeing what you've got in store for us in the service as well. So before we start, should we say a prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we can come together and we can reflect on what Christmas is really about. We thank you so much, Lord, for the blessing of Christmas and the time that we get off to have together with friends and family. And now, Lord, as we come to worship you this morning, fill our hearts with your joy, and we pray for ears that will listen and hearts that will respond to your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to start with a Christmas carol, a very famous one. And so if you want to stand and when the music starts, and we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Well, welcome to our Christmas Thrive part that we're going to be doing this morning. So we want to share with you some of what we've learned about the Christmas story in Thrive recently. So children, listen and answer the questions like you did in Thrive. They're not that challenging, but you do know the answers without... So that's okay. And any children around, if there are any others, you're welcome to join in as well, because I think you might guess the answers. So we're going to read some verses and sing some of the songs that we've sung. Please all join in singing. We're going to be kind and say, don't need to stand up until the very last one, which we'll tell you about. So all stay seated until the end, and we hope you enjoy what we're doing. So we've been thinking about angels. And if you go into the hall later, you'll see some glittery angels we decorated up on the wall. Because we think about them a lot at Christmas time. We see them in nativity plays, and some people have them on their trees. And we thought about what angels are really like and why we read about them in the Christmas story. We saw that the Bible tells us that angels live in the presence of God and are his joyful servants and messengers. They were sent by God to pass on his messages to earth, and Christmas was a uniquely special occasion.
We thought about how the angel Gabriel was sent to a woman God had chosen to be the mother of baby Jesus. Did he go to the palace to speak to the queen? Did he go to a woman in a rich family? God sent him to a young, ordinary, unmarried girl called... But she was a young woman who trusted God. The angel came to Mary and said,
"Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and people will call him the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end."
Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I am a virgin. The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the High will cover you. The baby will be holy. He will be called the Son of God."
We've thought about the angel's message to the man Mary was going to marry. Did God send the angel to the king? Did he go to one of the important religious leaders? No, he sent Gabriel to Joseph. And what was his job? He was a carpenter. Well done. He was just an ordinary working man, but he was a man that honored and obeyed God. The angel came to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to you a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins. All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us.
So baby Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, and it's time for the angels to tell the message to the world. We saw how an angel was sent to give this amazing news. Did he go to a palace? No. Did he go to the important religious leaders? He went to the... Who did he go to? The shepherds, yeah. He went to the shepherds. These were just ordinary men who spent their lives out on the hills looking after their sheep. The angel announced good news about Jesus' birth to these men. He told the shepherds where they could find the baby who is the saviour of the world. And Mark will tell us a bit more about this in a minute. You may not all be familiar with this next song, so the instruments will play a verse through for us first.
That you would expect a great choir of angels to sing to important people, people like kings and rulers, or to wake up the whole world to tell them. But it was just these shepherds the heavenly choir was sent to, telling them first the good news of the greatest story ever told. God himself was coming to live in this world, starting to live a human life with us. This was the birth of the baby whose love would change the world.
angels sent the message, but as we said in Thrive, they are not the centre of the story. They are sent to tell us about the one who is at the centre, Jesus. We don't know the exact day he was born, but we do know that the most important person in the whole world, God himself, the Saviour, had now come to earth to live among us. So can you please stand and sing the following carol?
Well, shall we pray together? Lord, we come to you, the great God of the universe, a maker of heaven and earth. As we come to you as a great God, we come to you as well as a giving God. And we will give gifts, many of us have received gifts this week. And it's in keeping with the fact that you are a God who gives. And we shall enjoy many gifts from you this week. We thank you for the thought of nice times together, of lovely food, special friends and family. So many things which make it an enjoyable time. We praise you for these gifts that we enjoy. But especially we praise you for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ the Lord, as we have just been singing. Lord, we pray for the children at this time of year as they're full of excitement with the thought of the days ahead. May they really enjoy the time. May there be good memories for them. And may they really enjoy and have good, stronger relationships with their family and friends. We pray for parents and family for whom it is a busy time, that you'd help them as they often serve others, sometimes feeling the stress. We pray for old and young to rise above the events, to remember Jesus coming into the world, and for our hearts to be filled with a sense of amazement and worship and wonder. Oh Lord, we know that this time of year, though it can be an imperfect time, it can be imperfect in that people are poorly or events don't happen as planned. We pray to rest in your will over those things and to rise above them, knowing that it's a wonderful thing that Jesus is come. We know we will be imperfect. We're often selfish or we're impatient or we're unkind. We thank you, we remember that a Saviour, the Saviour of sinners, has come into the world, and we pray for forgiveness for all that we do wrong. We pray as we hear more about a message this morning, as Mark speaks to us, we pray that our ears and our hearts will be open to your truth. And this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning everyone, and a special welcome to you children. It is lovely to see you right in the front. I'm going to start off with just a short little story. It's a true story. And it was on a Crowbar camp that happens down here in the summer. A few years ago, some of you were on it, so some of you will remember this. But we're on Crowbar camp, and I think it was about the Thursday night, and the leaders summoned up the campers to the hall. And they said, we need to meet in the hall. And so all the campers came up, and they were thinking, what on earth is this going to be about? And the main leader at the time was called Simon Hook, and he was looking very stern. He was looking very serious. And there were lots of worried faces on the campers because they were thinking, oh no, we're in big trouble here. And Si kept up this stern face for a little while. And then suddenly he burst into a big smile and he said, you know what? We're going to go on a late night trip to McDonald's. And it was funny watching their faces change. And they went from this kind of, oh no, to celebration. And it was quite funny. And so their fear and their nervousness changed to joy. And that's a bit similar to what happens in the Christmas bit of story that we're looking at this morning, which is, because you remember, their fear turns to joy. Do you remember what it said? I'll be talking about it. An angel comes to some people. Shepherds, yeah. We've just sung about it actually in the carol, but I'm going to read it again, okay. It says this, and in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. See that? They were terrified because of the angel. And the angel said to them, fear not, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. So, what was this message from the angel? Well, it was that there was going to be good news. This was good news. We like good news, don't we? And it would bring people great joy. And who would it bring great joy? All people, everyone. Now, I've got some news for you this morning. I've taken it from the Forest Fold Times, okay? Some of it may be slightly made up. But should we have a look at some headlines in the news? Is anyone happy to read this? Thanks. Lovely. If you can just read out that for us in a nice big voice.
Next year, all schools are doubling the amount of homework you have to do.
Yeah, so next year, all schools are doubling the amount of homework that you have to do. So if you can put your hand up if that affects you. Quite a few of you. Yeah, so I'm really sorry about that. But there is good news, and the good news is that that isn't actually true. So you don't have to worry about it. But that would be bad news, wouldn't it? That would certainly not be great news. What about this? Okay, so is anyone happy to read this announcement, this headline? Yeah, John, have a go. No? Gone all shy suddenly. Should we get Tom to read it? Nice big booming voice, Tom.
All children can have a small packet of sweets after the morning service.
Oh, okay, put your hand up if you're a child. A few adults as well. Well, isn't it interesting? Because, look, I'll tell you what, actually, the news gets even better because I've got loads. So, it's not just one packet, it's two packets of sweets you get. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because is this good news for you? Yeah, do you think it'll bring you a bit of joy? I hope so, yeah? But the adults in the room, it's quite clear they want some sweets. But it's not for them. So it's good news for you, it'll bring you a bit of joy, but it's not for everyone, is it? Okay, what about this next bit of news from the Forest Fold Times? Is anyone happy to read this? Go on now, are you going to be our spokesperson for this morning? Excellent. Can you have a read of this one? Yeah, so First Tuesday, which is for those who are, if you're 65 and above, which isn't really you, but if you're 65 and over, you've got some exciting things planned next year. I think some of the things are still to be planned, to be fair, but still to be planned. I won't ask you to put your hands up if you go to First Tuesday. A few of you go along. But that's good news for people going, isn't it? If people are at First Tuesday, that's exciting news. But is that good news for you guys? That doesn't really affect you. This won't affect you for years and years and years. Yeah, so it is good news for some people, but not for everyone. Okay, what about this? Oh, this one's my favourite. I really like this one. Do you have a go? Yeah? Okay, go on then, have a read of this one.
From park will be given a free holiday every year to whatever they want to go.
Yeah, so this is brilliant news. So everyone called Mark gets a free holiday from next year onwards, every year, to wherever they want to go. So put your hand up if you're called Mark. Okay, a few X's, all right. But once again, you see, they want it, but they're not called Mark, it's just for me, and I can take people if I really like them. But this is brilliant news for me, I'm excited about this. But for most of you, you're just sort of left on the sidelines thinking, oh, I wish that was for me. But it's not, is it? So it's good news for me. That'll bring me a lot of joy. But it's certainly not for everyone. Okay, last one. Last one. What about this one? Let's see how we get on with this. Go on then, Harvey. Nice big voice again. A saviour has been born. And you know, this is what the angels say. And they say this. They say, yeah, that is good news. That's really good. That's not bad news. And it will bring great joy. Not just a little bit of joy. This will bring great joy. And this will bring joy for all people. For everyone. A saviour's been born. Now, I watched a video this week. And it was about this place. It's in Cornwall. And that rock is called Goose Rock, if you can see it, the one out to sea. And there were some lifeguards on the beach, and they were looking out at this rock, and they suddenly saw a bit of movement. And so they were looking with their binoculars, and they realized that there were a couple of guys out on this rock. What they also noticed is that they only had they couldn't see any sort of decent-sized boat with them, and the sea was getting pretty rough. And so they decided, actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go out and rescue these guys. Even though they hadn't made any signal for help, we're going to go and rescue these guys because they're in a dangerous situation. Now, as these lifeguards are going out to these two people on this rock, the two people have no idea that they're in a dangerous situation. And so they're there taking selfies and videos and celebrating the fact that they made it out to this rock and how beautiful it is, and just thoroughly enjoying the adventure. And it's only when they get back in this inflatable kayak and they try paddling back that they suddenly realize that there's no way they're getting back to shore. It's just far too difficult. And actually, one of them falls out, and he doesn't have a wetsuit. And he starts to panic because he's a long way from the shore, the sea's rough, and he's freezing cold. But do you know what happens then? The lifeguards turn up on their jet ski because they'd seen the danger and they'd rescued them. But these guys, up until that point, they didn't even know they needed rescuing. They thought they were absolutely fine. But thankfully, the lifeguards were already on their way. And afterwards, they thanked the lifeguards and they say, thank you for saving our lives. And, you know, it got me thinking because sometimes we can be in a similar situation where we can kind of think, well, we're fine in life. We're okay. We don't need to be rescued. But, you know, the Bible says something, actually, that's quite striking. The Bible says we need a saviour. The Bible says we need to be rescued. It's quite striking. You may sort of think, well, no, I don't. I'm sitting here. What on earth is the Bible going on about? Well, the Bible says that actually we're in a really serious position because all of us we've broken God's rules. We've not listened to God. We've disobeyed him and thought, no, I want to do things my way, not God's way. We've rebelled against God. And that's serious. And just like in school, if you don't do what a teacher says, or in work, if you don't do what your boss says, sometimes there are consequences, aren't there? And the Bible warns that there is judgment, there is consequences when we break God's rules. And so the Bible says we need a saviour. We need someone or something to come and to take away our guilt, to take away the fact that we've broken God's rules, and someone or something to come and make us friends with God again. That's what we need more than anything else. We all need a saviour. We need someone to take away all the bad stuff that we've done. And that's what Christmas is about. Because that's what God does, is he sends a saviour to us. He sends, who does he send? Jesus, of course. Nice, easy one. He sends Jesus into this world. He sends us a saviour. That's what we need more than anything else. It's his greatest gift that he gives to us. But here's the question, what did Jesus come as? Because if he's going to save us, well, maybe he's a strong lifeguard. Or maybe he's like Superman or Wonder Woman, because they do a lot of saving people, don't they? Maybe Jesus came like that. Should we see how Jesus came? All right, you're going to have to be... Jesus came just like this. Isn't that amazing that Jesus came like a baby? He was a baby. And this is what the shepherds are told. They're told this is the saviour of the world. You think, what? A baby is the saviour of the world? How is a baby going to save the world? Just quick questions. What sort of things do you have to do for a baby? So children, what sort of things do you have to do for a baby? Got to feed them. Yeah, you've got to feed them at least every day, and usually a few times a day, I think. I haven't got loads of experience, but I believe it's quite a few times. What else do you need to do? I'm hoping you can tell me. What else do you need to do? Changing nappies, yeah. They can't do it themselves, so yeah. It's a bit like that, isn't it? Yeah, you have to change their nappies. Give them drink. What else do you have to do? Maybe right in the mornings. Or if they make a mess. A bath, yeah, you have to wash them and maybe put on clothes as well. Babies really can't do much at all, can they? They sort of eat, sleep and wee and poop and that's kind of, and look cute. But they can't really do much, can they? And you think, this is the saviour of the world. And he's come as a little baby. And it seems confusing. And then, not only that, but also come as a baby and was put in an animal feeding trough. Not even in a palace. Not even in the most powerful place in the world that's like really rich and amazing. No, an animal feeding trough where like cows and that would eat out of. Or sheep. You sort of think, what? This is the saviour of the world? What sort of saviour is this? This is what it says. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. We've thought about that. And then it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. See, this little baby was no ordinary baby. This baby was the Christ, the one that people have been waiting for thousands of years, the one sent by God to be the one true king. And he's the Lord. This little baby is the Son of God. That's the wonder of Christmas, that this little baby is the Son of God. So how does this baby save us? How can a little baby be the saviour of the world? Well, Jesus grew up. He grew up to be a man. And instead of being in a wooden manger, he gave his life by dying on the cross. Isn't that a strange thing? He can save our lives by dying himself. He takes on all our guilt and our shame and all the things we've done wrong, and he pays the price for it himself so that we can be made clean, we can be washed, we can be innocent. It's amazing. Now, this is one of the most famous verses in the Bible. I expect you know it. But most of you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, he gave Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. But then the next verse, we don't often think about quite as much, but listen to this. This is especially maybe for you that are a bit older. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. You see, the reason Jesus comes into the world is not to condemn, even though he's perfectly within his rights to do that. But he comes, he sends Jesus, his Son, into the world to save the world. Why? Because he loves to forgive. God loves to take away our sin when we come to him. And how do we have our sin taken away? Well, it says there, whoever believes in him. You see, it's so simple. All we have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Lord, that he is God, and believe that he can take away our guilt and our shame and our sin. That's what it means to believe in him. And that's how we are saved from our guilt and our shame and the condemnation of God, by simply believing in him. You know, I love how it describes God in the Bible, that he's slow to anger. He loves to forgive. And there's different descriptions of what he does with our sin when we bring it to him. One of them is he sort of tramples our sin underfoot. And I love that idea of him just being like, I'm going to forget it. I'm just going to sort of stomp it into the ground and move on. Another one is that he throws it into the depths of the sea. He throws it never to be seen again. Or the other one is that he takes it as far as the east is from the west. Again, never to be seen again. That's what God does with our sin when we bring it to him, all those wrong things. He loves to forgive. God is a God who loves to forgive. And he loves to welcome us to him as his friends, even as his children. And this is good news for all of us. So, whether you're sitting on the front two rows here and you're really young, this is good news for you. Or maybe you've been at First Tuesday for quite a few years now already. This is good news for you. This is news for all of you, whether you've been in church and you come every week here, or whether this is your very first time in church or online. This is good news for you. This is good news whether you feel religious or you don't feel religious at all. This is good news for you. This is good news for if you consider yourself super intellectual or whether you really don't feel like you're very smart at all. This is good news for all of you. This is good news for you whatever your background, however good or bad you think you've been. This is good news for you that Jesus came to be a saviour, to deal with our guilt and our shame and our sin. This is good news for you whoever you are. And it is a message of great joy. Now, there may be times when people hear this message and they feel such a thrill of being forgiven that they actually do dance around and you can see the joy in them. But sometimes as well, this great joy is a joy that is so big and so deep in us and that is so sort of permeated into us that it doesn't matter what life throws at us, we can still have a sense of joy. So whatever sadness comes our way or whatever darkness there is in life, there's such a great joy in us because of what Jesus has done that we feel this sense of joy even then. And there are many here who can testify of that. And this is good news. This is good news. What we've looked at this morning is in some ways pretty simple. Jesus is the Saviour who's come into the world. It's pretty simple in some ways. And yet it's also incredibly profound. And this is really the heart of the Christian message, the heart of Christmas, is that Jesus has come to be the Saviour. And I just want to encourage you as children and as adults, as you're busy over Christmas, maybe whether it's playing with Christmas presents or maybe whether it's getting Christmas dinner ready or whatever you're doing, hosting, whatever you're doing and all that, I just want to encourage you to really hold on to the very heart of the Christmas message. That Jesus has come as the Saviour and that this is good news for you and that by believing in him, you can have your wrongdoing, your guilt washed away. And that is news that should give us great joy. Thanks for listening. We're going to sing one more carol and then we've got a few notices at the end. So let's sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Please sit down. Just before we finish, a few things to announce to you. First of all, there's coffee after in the hall behind the church, so please do stay around and grab a drink and have a chat. Tonight we have a service at 6:30, which you're all very welcome to. And then on Christmas Day at 10:30, we meet again to have a Christmas service. And again, please do come along, bring your friends. You'll be very, very welcome. For those of you that have got children in Thrive and Rooted, there is no more teaching now until the first Sunday back, which I believe is the 4th of January. But please do come back on the 4th of January, and we will we'll restart at, then. If you're in Rooted, come and find me after service. I may have something, a little something for you. So if you're in Rooted, come find me. Outside in the foyer, there's a table with some books on. There's a gospel, and the Gospel According to Luke is in there, and also some other little leaflets. If you like the look of any of them, please do help yourself. They're all free. Please take what you fancy from there. I believe also the Christmas library is still open in the in the Sunday School hall. So there's some children's books there. So if you'd like to make use of that, then please do. Some lovely books there for you to read to the kids. And finally, please don't ever be a stranger. If you don't come here often or this is your first time, we always love seeing you. So please do always come along. There's all sorts of things go on throughout the year. Please come back. We love having everyone along. Hopefully there'll always be a very warm welcome waiting for you. Well, let's pray to finish. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the good news that Jesus is. And we thank you, Lord, for the joy that it brings, but also that it's for everyone. And so I pray that however old we are, wherever we're from, whatever our background, that we'll be able to receive that good news of great joy in our hearts this Christmas time. Lord, we thank you for the message that we've heard. We thank you for this opportunity this morning, and we thank you for the children and all that they've been doing with their teachers. We thank you for the hard work of the teachers who teach them every single week. And so, Lord, we give you thanks because we have so many great things in our life. But most of all, that prospect of being in heaven with Jesus one day if our trust is put into him. So, Lord, please don't leave us to harden our hearts or close you off, but we pray that we will open our hearts so that you will come in and bless our lives. So we thank you for this opportunity we have, Lord, and I pray that everyone here will have an amazing Christmas. They will enjoy the company of family and friends and lots of good things. And Lord, we remember especially those that for whom Christmas is a difficult time as well. And we thank you that the good news is for them and that they will feel your joy too. So Lord, please give us a thankful heart now. Bless us as we go into the day and week ahead, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.